All right, everybody, before we get started with our podcast, we want to give you guys a little giveaway. We recently launched a date box. This particular date box was the art edition, so it had a nice 5-foot canvas in there, pre-primed canvas. And the whole idea is you and your date are to put paint all over the canvas or yourselves and roll around on the canvas
and create a masterpiece.
So what comes in the box, so we thought a little bit outside of this. We wanted to make sure, I mean, Nina's a mom, so we got to make sure there's no mess. So we put a big plastic wrap on the floor and you put the canvas on top of that. Splat the paint on top of the canvas or yourselves, roll around on it. And we even got these little booties so that you can put on your feet, walk over to the shower. No problems there, no mess. And a loofah to get yourselves all cleaned up in the shower.
The best part.
Yeah, that's where the fun happens. You know, you get the masterpiece and you go inside and you celebrate that masterpiece in the shower.
It took us a while to get it off. You know, it was good, quick, but it took us a while because we were just, you know, cleaning.
Cleaning, there you go. That's what we call it these days.
We actually did too. So it's really, really fun. It's a really fun thing to do together as a couple.
Absolutely.
You know, dates.
So all you have to do to enter is follow us at Head Over Heels Show on Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
Go to our latest date box posts and tag 3 friends. And if you tag 6 friends, then that's a second entry. And if you tag 9 friends, that's the third entry. So tag away.
So you got the picture. Tag as many friends you like and you'll get entered every time.
That's it. And we will announce the winner our following podcast, which is February 23rd. And we'll announce the winner.
That's right. So let's do this.
And if you're local, maybe we'll drop it off ourselves. You never know.
Let's see some of those masterpieces, baby.
There you go. And thank you for everybody that ordered one during the launch. And we can't wait to see those pictures.
That's right.
On with the show. So do you ever envy those so-called hashtag couples goals?
Well, you know, when you first fall in love with someone, you get butterflies every time you see them.
You lust them.
You're infatuated with them.
You want to be with them all the time, like best friends.
Do you want that to last forever?
Together, let's discover what it takes to say a massive yes to all the above. Through our topical discussions, our world-renowned guests that will help guide the way to a happier, sexier, and fun-loving relationship.
We're not doctors or therapists. We are just two normal individuals who have had many ups and downs in our 23-year relationship.
And counting.
We've amassed our own wisdom over the years, but we're still learning, just like you.
Nina and I believe you can have it all and still live your best lives, as long as you're willingly and consistently discover each other in new ways. And that right there is what the show is all about.
We're Nina.
And Roger.
And this is the Head Over Heels Show.
Yeah, baby. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you guys had an amazing Valentine's weekend.
Yeah. We sure did.
Yeah. Even though our city's in lockdown, I don't know what all you guys are situation is, but you know, I didn't have anything to do with our weekend. I was doing some work, running around the house, doing stuff with clients. And
a lot of work.
And then Nina decided to take it upon herself to plan something. So why don't you tell them what you planned for me, baby?
So what I did was, you know, seeing that we used to travel so much, Raj and I used to travel all the time. And in the past year, we haven't been able to. And I feel like we're slipping away from each other a little bit. We had so much going on in our life with the pandemic, with work. And we've added a little bit more work to our schedule lately. So I feel like we were kind of slipping a little bit away, and I didn't like that feeling.
Not too much you and I time, you mean, right?
It wasn't. We didn't have much of you and I time. We had a lot of business time, family time, and not you and I, like special moments that we usually have together. And I didn't like that. I was like, I know the weekend is approaching and I know we will be working all weekend. What can I do to bring us closer? You know, this show is about that. It's about our relationship being, you know, head over heels. And this is what I wanted to do.
Screw the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about us.
It is about us, damn it. So I thought, you know, I want to do something that will get us back into track. You know, I want my husband back. I want my best friend and my partner in life and everything else. I wanted to have that moment again. So I came across, luckily, and look at the thought. You know, once you think of something, it really becomes, you know, yeah, a reality. Real. I was thinking of doing, you know, renting a hotel somewhere, but I was like, fuck, it's COVID. That's not going to happen. Sure enough, like 20 minutes later, I saw this thing on Instagram that someone was downtown Toronto in a hotel. I'm like, oh my God, let me check this out. So I called a few different hotels. Sure enough, you can rent a hotel room, but you have to be within the same household if it's more than, you know, one person.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. More than one. So I was like, no problem. You know, we're married, we're coming. So I called a few different hotels, didn't like them very much, didn't have what I was looking for. Found this one right by our house. I thought it was perfect, really close. So we're not that far from the kids. We can just literally hop in the car and get home in 5 minutes.
That's a brand new hotel.
Brand new hotel, yeah. Gorgeous. And I read in their menu that they have in-room, in-suite service, like a dining service.
Oh, yeah, in-suite dining experience.
Yes, that they had there. Yeah, it's an in-suite dining experience. And I thought to myself, perfect. They'll probably bring in a nice dinner. Seeing it's a Valentine's weekend, or they'll probably have like some wine, candlelight, you know, all that stuff. So I got really excited. And you know, when you book travel somewhere, and the minute you book that travel, even though you're not going to travel for like a week or two, sometimes a month, you get so excited and you anticipate that, you know, that day.
Yep.
I was so giggly inside all day, and I hid it from him. I didn't tell him at all. I surprised him. I had this all night planned.
She told me I have to finish everything by 4 o'clock.
Yes. I'm like, everything has to be done. And knowing this guy here, every time we travel, he gets all nervous and he tries to
just want to get everything done.
He creates work from nowhere. I'm like, what are you doing? You're not that busy. Let's go. Let's go.
You know what it is? It's, I feel like I get FOMO when I go away, but the FOMO is the fear of missing out on
work.
On work. On yeah. Something. I go away and all of a sudden I lost this deal because of this, or I lost that. So I just want to make sure everything is dotted. Everything is,
you know,
even though
it's
1 day. Even though it's 1 day, but
all your ducks have to be in order before you leave the house, even though
nervous.
You're 5 minutes away. So, long story short, I booked us this gorgeous hotel with gorgeous views. And I told my husband about it, tell Raj about it. And yeah, why don't you take it over now? Because now you know all about it.
So, as I figured, you know what? We're going to go there. We want to let loose a little bit. You know what I mean? And I don't want to drink my face off and be all hungover like crazy the next day. So, I managed,
we're still working.
Yeah, I managed to go. And it was like a Thursday. So, I managed to go out and get us a couple little magic gummy bears. And, you know, we took a couple of those, one of those right before we went to the hotel. Takes a good half hour or so to kick in. So we get there, and right when we get to the front desk, we're both wearing masks. We have our glasses on. And I told Nina, I'm like, it's kind of weird because we both have different last names. So they're going to think that, you know, I'm cheating on my wife. You're cheating on your husband. We're like, hey, let's go with it.
That was part of role play,
yeah,
I guess.
So let's go with it. We'll just pretend that we're other people's husbands and wives. So as we walk in, it didn't last long because as soon as we walked in, the girl, you know, took our temperature, asked us a million questions. And one of the questions are, you both from the same household? Yep. Can I see ID? I'm like, there goes our role play.
She killed it.
Yeah.
But still, it was good. Keep listening. Yeah. It's going to get better.
So, anyway, she was a good salesperson too, because she sat there and she's asked us, you know, she goes, we have an available upgraded room. And I'm thinking she's going to give it to us for free, you know, like, hotel's dead, whatever.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We thought, yeah, it's not that busy.
Nice couple, whatever. Anyways, she tells us about this room and sounds great. Corner
she totally
suite,
sold us on it.
Yeah, beautiful sunset, all the whole nine. I'm like, all right, $70 upgrade. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we go up to the room, bring our bags all the way up there, pop a bottle of wine, gorgeous room. We took a couple videos. It'll be on our Instagram. Check it out at Head Over Heels Show.
Yes.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook.
It was a gorgeous room.
There's nice pictures of all that stuff. So, and anyways, we get there, we open up all the curtains. We see the sun just starting to go down. So we did our thing. We have a half a bottle of wine already, just talking.
Yeah, we were there for a good hour and a bit.
Then the sun goes down and we kind of looked around and we're like, it's kind of dark. There's nothing really to look at. Yeah. And we stayed at this hotel before for our Christmas party for our work. And, we sat there and said, okay, well, the other side has an amazing downtown view with all the lights and everything, CN Towers all lit up.
And I remember saying, I felt like I was in Vegas last time I stayed there.
It felt so cool. Yeah. So all the lights. So we said, you know what? We called the front desk and we said, do you happen to have the same room on the other side? And they're like, no, we don't. And they have an upgraded one-bedroom suite. And then it was another $80. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I'm like, what? Do you have a regular room? She's like, yeah, I'll give you a nice regular room, high floor and everything. I'm like, all right. So we end up switching. We go to the other one, because we took advantage of the sunset already. So why not? So we go to the other room, and sure enough, like, I mean, if you see that, it's just far enough from downtown where you can see all of it.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
And the CN Tower, they have it lit up now with all kinds of LED lights, so it changes colors. And the buildings, the architecture in Toronto is really great. So we're just sitting there with a picturesque window of the whole Toronto skyline.
And the lake as well. Yeah. And the beauty part about this side of the hotel, it's facing east. So you get to see the sunrise in the morning. I was like, yes, we scored.
In the other room, I did a time lapse of the sunset going down. And I thought I'd do the same thing with the sunrise coming up. But we woke up to a nice snowstorm. So it wasn't much of a sunrise. But
very cloudy.
Yeah. But we, I'll tell you one thing. We definitely moved into that room like it was ours.
Oh, yeah. We moved the furniture around.
Yeah, we moved the furniture around. The couch was kind of like the back of it was against the window facing the bed. And I'm like, screw that. Spun the couch around facing the window. We ordered takeout. We made it a table. Everything. We moved into that room. It was ours.
Yes, it was for the night.
Normally when we take a hotel, we rarely spend much time in the room because we're somewhere that we want to go visit. But we couldn't do anything. So we stayed in the room, made it our own. It's pretty cool.
And speaking of takeout, I had planned that the hotel would have room service, that they would bring in food and everything.
Well, the way they made it sound, in-room dining experience.
Yeah, so we figured it's Valentine's weekend. Clearly, they have something for, you know, couples to come there, like a package or something sort of thing. Well, they had a breakfast with the room, which is fine, but that's the next morning. So when we asked them, so what's the dining experience? It was literally junk food, like French fries and chicken fingers. And no, like I was like, what the fuck? We were so disappointed at that part of it. So we're like, what do we do? We could call one of our favorite restaurants and have them deliver, but that's going to take long. So it's already 8 o'clock. We're freaking starving. We're already down in one bottle of wine. We're feeling it. We're starting to get really, really, really busy, really dizzy. I mean,
so Roger agrees.
Yeah, Roger had the room beautifully. Had all the lights. We brought our lights with us.
What is it called? A galaxy light?
Yes, oh, the laser lights. We had that going. We had Chris Brown playing. I mean, the mood was just spectacular, exactly how we like
candles everywhere. Yeah,
we brought our own candles and we're like, you know what, fuck it, we'll just Uber eat. We're starving at this point, so we did sushi. We ordered a bunch of sushi, which killed us. It was a lot. We ate a lot
of salt.
We indulged, let me tell you. Yeah. And then we ordered dessert again, Uber eat.
Yeah, so the sushi comes, we have to go down and get it in the lobby, and we go
that grab. Was the experience.
Yeah, so we go down. And it was something to do. So we got dressed up and went downstairs and grabbed our Uber Eats and went back to our room. And then we're sitting there eating. We've set up the whole table and or the windowsill, I should say, is our table. And we got the view of downtown. We took a lot of pictures of that. So it'll be all over our Instagram.
So you guys have to understand, we're dressed up as if we're going out for dinner in Vegas. Like I've got my red tiny dress on, my heels on.
I got jeans and a t-shirt like always, but
sitting in our living room,
so
hotel.
We go to start eating. So I put everything out and we didn't have any plates, nothing. We're like, crap, like we have nothing. So we use the lids of the sushi and we're starting to eat the sushi. And like I said, the gummy bears are kicking in. So we're
feeling
pretty
it.
Dazed and confused and we're eating. And Nina keeps complaining. She's like, I keep feeling a drip of soy sauce on my legs. I don't know where the hell it's coming from. Why is it coming? She goes, okay, I'm going to take this bite. You got to watch me. Watch me closely and see where's the drip coming from.
Legit. Yeah. I was getting drips
so
on.
So she's prepping. She's getting her thing. She's dipping it. She's putting her, what's that little?
Ginger.
Ginger. There you go. They put that little piece of ginger
wasabi,
on it.
Ginger.
And she's about to take her bite. And I'm like, all right, that looks good. So I start doing the same thing myself. So I'm not watching her anymore. And she's getting upset at that. And then I turn around.
Because you were supposed to be watching me to see where that drip was coming from.
But you were going for your bite. And I reached over with my sushi and I dip it in the soy sauce. And right then in my head, you ever see those like Instagram or TikTok videos where it says, right there, he knew he fucked up. Yeah. Well, that's where it was. I dip it in there and I'm just about to take the bite. And I'm like, oh shit. If my sushi drips on her leg, then that means every drip that she had before was my fault.
It was, because that's the only way.
So that was like a real daredevil move I just did. And I grabbed it and I made sure I was precise. I had that and I had a napkin. I had my plate. And I'm like, I'm going like a robot following to my mouth to make sure there's no drip.
I
didn't want it to be my fault.
Right, but it was because I have to draw a picture for you because I've had the sushi lid, the clear lid, underneath my bite every time I'm eating. And I put the lid on my leg to see if it was dripping from anywhere. It was dry. There's no hole in the lid, nothing. So where the fuck was that drip coming from? And you saw, legit, there was drips on my thigh from the sushi, from the soy sauce.
It's still an unsolved mystery. So
I still think it's you. You were dripping on me, but was. I just...
probably was. It's the effect I have on you.
That was our dinner, you guys. We were sitting there trying to figure out the whole time where the hell was I getting the soy sauce from.
Yeah. So then we finished our dinner. We put everything away, put it in the fridge. That's where I got sushi. I can eat it again later. And, wine, maybe a shot or two. And we're looking at the sun and we're like, you know what? We forgot to order something sweet, some dessert. So again, we jump on Uber Eats. And Uber Eats, I'm falling in love with that all over again.
Yeah, they're so good.
It was so great. They had an option. It was like a ice cream parlor or something like that. And we had, freshly baked cookies, a chocolate chip one on top and a white chocolate macadamia nut on bottom and vanilla ice cream in the middle. And then we got this
crazy cheesecake. It's funny,
actually, we ordered that ice cream sandwich for us. And Nina's like, the kids will really like this cookie dough cheesecake. So she orders a nice big slice of this cookie dough cheesecake that came with ice cream. We devoured the living shit out of everything. There was nothing left for the kids. No. Just maybe a little bit of sushi.
No, the dessert was all gone.
We ate the whole damn thing. But again, we ordered Uber Eats. So what did we do? We had to make sure that we went and picked up in the lobby.
We changed again.
We changed our clothes and went down to the lobby in different outfits so that we can just go grab the dessert and come back up.
But every outfit I wore, I had the same shoes.
Yep.
Because I only brought one pair of shoes with me and they were the high heel Hoochie Mamas.
And we wanted Oh my God. Nice big shoes. So we wanted the perfect dining experience. And one pet peeve I have when we go out to eat is if we order dessert and we order coffee, the coffee always comes first.
Yeah.
And we finish the coffee or it's cold by the time the dessert comes or vice versa. The dessert comes and then all of a sudden the coffee comes later. I wanted everything together. So I made sure room service had espressos and everything ready for us. We had it when the dessert came. So it was like, everything was nice and warm. So it was perfect.
It was a perfect experience.
Perfect
even though
evening.
It was Uber Eats, sushi and ice cream. We didn't give a damn. Yeah. It was perfect.
And then we went upstairs and by that time I had the music blaring and I said, you know what? I'm planning to make a little noise tonight.
Yeah.
So if we're going to get anybody to complain, we want them to complain now. I put the music nice and loud. We're sitting there dancing every once in a while, grabbing a bite of our ice cream, cheesecake, cookie delight and devouring that. And it was good. It was good. We danced for quite a while.
We danced a lot. We were pretty loud.
Looked at the sunset.
I can attest to that. We were pretty loud. So whoever was next to us, whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't
after
care.
That, after that, we watched a little boxing and we went, I think, five, six rounds?
There was nothing to watch.
And then afterwards, we got up and we're like, I still got like a little bit of a sweet tooth or something. I want a snack.
At this point, it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And what did you, I don't know if there's anything open at that time, but.
No, we just wanted like a chocolate bar, or gummy bear or something, or like Jujubes or something. Anyway, so.
I was craving Diet Coke.
Yeah. So we.
I just wanted like a
I called downstairs and I asked the reception there. I'm like, is there like vending machines on each floor? And they're like, well, we do have stuff we can get you. What would you like? I can bring it up to you. I'm like, no. We want something to do.
We want to go for a walk.
We want to go for a walk. Is there a vending machine? He's like, well, just come downstairs. We have a, what do you call it? A little tuck shop or whatever it's called.
A little store. He said, we have a store.
He goes, it's closed, but I'll open it for you. So, all right. So we go and he opens up this tiny little store and we're walking in and he's just standing at the door looking at us. And I got to say, I never felt more pressure in my life to find a snack.
Piece of chocolate.
To have some guy watch us the whole time. So we ended up getting something we didn't want and a Diet Coke.
Well, it was a tiny little store. Literally, it was two shelves, one with chocolates on it, one with like drinks and a little mini fridge with some other stuff in there. But it was...
But our plan was, I guess, just to go for a walk in our robes. Just put on a robe and go for a walk with our little... Hotel
booties?
Flip-flops? Yeah, little shoes, like a bath shoes.
It didn't happen. We had we were escorted to the store and washed and it was cool. It was a great experience. Really, really good experience. However, it didn't last as long as I had planned. I had you guys all these things planned in my head I was going to do. I had all these outfits I was going to wear. I even brought my special sexy wig that I normally wear. But somebody kind of turned me off of it, so I didn't wear it.
Well, see, the first time she wore that wig, I don't know what happened. She says, I'm going to turn into a different character, whatever. She turned into a different character, but that character was a B-I-T-C. Oh, she was upset. I mean, mind you, it was
close to
that time of the month.
Why was I upset? Yes, I was PMSing. And I was pissed off at you for the fact that you fucking forgot my birthday that time.
I will never forget
that birthday ever again because you did that and you never even remembered it.
How did I not remember it? What are you talking about?
I don't know. We had issue that weekend.
We were going out to dinner with friends. Our friends from Niagara came down. We went out to dinner to a really nice restaurant. But, you know, I mean, there was not much we could do because...
But that was the time I wore that wig and you said to me, well, I don't know about the wig because the last time you weren't so pleasant. I'm like, well, fuck that shit then. I'm not wearing it.
Plus, I didn't want to lose you for like an hour and a half while you were messing with the wig and getting ready in the bathroom. I figured, you know what? I'd rather have you here the way you are as opposed to, some prep time. Lose some valuable prep time.
The way you are with nothing on. Yeah,
so,
pretty much that.
Yeah, exactly. So we sat there, we had the couch flipped around, like we said, looking out the window, and then we're just sitting there chilling, looking out the window, music playing, talking. We've had a bottle and a half of red wine, the gummy bears, and then I just kind of dazed out there the window, and I look over to my left, and this one here is completely passed out. So I'm like, you know what? She deserves a rest. You know, we had a very... energy draining day and she deserves her rest. I'll let her be, but it was done. She was out for the entire night. She passed.
You thought I was going to nap?
I thought it was just a quick little nap. You know, I'll wake you up in about half hour, 40 minutes, but that didn't happen. I tried waking you up and you just ran right into the bed and you like pass out.
Honestly, I'm really sorry that I fell asleep that early. I did not plan it clearly. I had other plans for us, but listen, I had been up since 5 o'clock.
It was
and
unbelievable. You didn't have to worry about all that stuff. Okay. It was great. We woke up nice and early. Actually, I woke up at like 5:30 because yeah. I had it in my head that I wanted to do like the time lapse of the sunrise. I didn't want to miss it. So I woke up at 5:30 and saw the sunrise like 7:20. So I tried. So
I was surprised that you woke up because I was up at 5 and I'm looking at you. I'm like, why the hell are you? And you were just wide awake. Like you weren't just up and going back to sleep like you normally are. You were fucking wide awake.
Walking
like,
around.
Baby, it's 5:30. Why are you up? So we were up the next day, you know, at that time.
But we ended up having a really, really, really good breakfast.
You know, there you go. We continued the night. I took a long nap and I got
we had a really good breakfast. We ordered the breakfast. I set up the table and everything that they brought it up with and so we could look outside. And like I said, we moved into this place. We redecorated the whole thing. I was even contemplating moving the bed so I can look outside when I was laying down.
Right.
But that would have been too much work. Right in the middle of the room. That'd be kind of funny. They walk into that.
So breakfast
came, we sat down, we ate, and it was just like, I said, what time do we have to check out? And it was probably, 9 by that time that we had the breakfast? It was about 9 in the morning.
It was 8 when we got the breakfast.
8? Okay.
The checkout is by noon. But
it was by noon. I said, how much time do we have? And she said, by noon. She goes, do you want to lay down for a bit? I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to fall asleep. Because you know what? There's not much we can do at home. We have our kids here and... You know,
as much as we love our kids and we die for our kids, we just needed a fucking break.
During the week, they tend to go to bed around the same time we do. And then on the weekends, they go to bed later than us. So we just have no privacy. So I was like, I will use every ounce of this privacy that we can just to
be as loud as we want.
I'll tell you, my love language is touch. And my love tank is full as hell right now.
Oh, I'm so glad. That was the purpose. That's why I did what I did. Because I needed your love tank to be full, like so full that, you know, you don't need me for a long time.
Well, I'm like a big V8. It empties quickly. So you got to keep that shit full.
Shit, I got to do another one. But yeah, no, but see, this is what this was all about is us creating our own happiness, our own time alone, regardless how it is, right? Regardless how you do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were lucky enough to do this to get to have this hotel night. a lot of you out there don't get to have that, whatever the circumstances are. I think you need to find that for you. You need to be resourceful. If you guys, if you and your spouse like the cold, take a fucking long drive somewhere in the cold and be together for a day. And, you know, if you can have someone to watch your kids, do it. Whatever that is, that you can feel close to each other without having to work, without having to talk about your family, without just you two, just like immerse into each other's thoughts and be 150% vulnerable and open with each other, even if it's for that one day.
Yeah.
Because it was one day for us and it's been like, it feels like it's been, we were away for a week.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I was in Vegas with you like we normally are for the whole four or five days to enjoying our time, even though it was only a few hours.
We even planned on doing this podcast in the room. We said, you know what, we're going to set up, we're going to do the podcast in the room, we're going to have fun with it. So after our breakfast and after we rested for an hour or so.
A few hours.
You know, we were thinking, okay, well, we'll set up and we'll do the podcast. But we had a few of our date boxes that we had to deliver. So the timing wasn't right.
And not just that. We decided, you know what? We're here for us. We're not going to do, even though we thought we would do the podcast, said, no, we're not going to do it. It's our time away from everything.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point of us to be away from everything and just be into each other. We barely said shit about anything. We just literally talked about what music we liked, about the views, about ourselves, like nothing to do with any work.
Yeah. And plus, if we would have done it there, we would have missed out on a nice little leaving the hotel story. So when she told me to pack for this place, I'm like, okay. But I knew where I was going to a hotel. So I packed whatever I needed. She packed really quickly. And we had a tiny little suitcase. Well, we forgot a hell of a lot of stuff. I mean, Nina was wearing something really nice with high heels and, you know, all done up and everything to go there. And she had nothing to wear when we come back. So.
Well, I had comfy clothes to wear. I just didn't have shoes, flat shoes.
She didn't bring any
to
flat shoes or anything like that. So, I mean, packing ain't easy, right? So. Took that song, Pimpin' Ain't Easy, but Packin' Ain't Easy.
No, so, and we haven't done it in so long, so I freaking forgot what to bring with me.
So anyways, we're packing up to go, and she's like, oh no. She's wearing like pajama pants and nice loose shirt and jacket. I have only got like eight-inch stilettos. That's all I have.
So, not any eight-inch. They're leopard-printed eight-inch stilettos, and so is my PJ, but different color. I'm wearing two different color prints on my body, and a little... literally
crop top
sweater and a jacket, and I'm like
so it was like a little walk of shame, because I mean there's no way that the hotel staff didn't know what we're doing there
they probably heard the whole thing
or you know every single time we ask for something, you know, we're in robes or whatever, different kind of clothes when we go down to the Uber, so they knew what was happening. But it was like a little walk of shame that she had to, we get out of the elevator of the hotel, we can't get to the parking garage from there, so you have to walk through the lobby, past the front desk, and go to the other elevator to go down to the parking garage.
They did that on purpose, so they could see who's coming in and who's going out.
So anyway, she's walking through, I'm carrying all the bags, and she looks like a diva that's off for the night.
I don't know.
She's got 8-inch leopard print stilettos, pajama pants, and a crop top.
Now that you put it that way.
Hair all messed up. No more makeup. It was pretty funny. Nice little walk of shame.
Well, we had just showered and I didn't feel like putting my makeup on. So.
Speaking of showering, I think we used that shower like 12 times. It was a common occurrence. Just like, well, what do you know? I'm going to shower, clean up a little bit.
Yeah, so you guys get the picture, right? Right? Yeah, I think you do. So yeah, that was the legit of our night. Really, it was an incredible me time.
Yeah.
Kind of me time for us, it loving ourselves.
Felt like we were in that stuff. Without all that stuff. You know, it was great. It was great.
Which is the fact that I didn't have to fucking cook for once.
Yeah.
That was just really, really, I mean, we do order in here every now and then, but it just felt like we were on vacation. You know, we don't have to clean up. We don't have to cook. We don't have to answer phones. Our phones were down. We didn't have to fucking answer anything.
We didn't have to do nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Even our kids, we FaceTime them 2-3 times.
And it just goes to show too that you know, even though the hotel didn't meet up to expectations, you know, their in-room dining experience, if you like chicken fingers, you're good. But that kind of fell apart, but we made it our own. We kind of, you know, luckily we brought a few bottles of wine, some other drinks and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we made it
made it our experience. Like I said, we moved into that place. That place was, like, after I left a nice tip and a little note. Can you apologize to the room, please? I'd like to apologize to the room.
But the thing is we know what we like. We know what we want. Even though we forgot a lot of shit here, we didn't bring much. I knew exactly what we needed to make the night, okay? We made a great night out of nothing, which was incredible. So yeah, that's what this is all about. It's just creating your happiness, creating your own moments together. It's not, doesn't have to be elaborate, doesn't have to be something huge, big, small.
And I know most of the world is in lockdown. If you didn't have a great Valentine's because of, you know, all that stuff, think of something. Try and think of something that is simple, quick, whether it's a hotel or even if you just make the kids busy in another room.
Put a tent somewhere in the house.
Yeah, and then lock yourself in your bedroom or your basement or whatever and create a night. Get some food, some takeout, or cook some food, whatever. Put a little table in your, just be by yourself. Do something on your own. Whether it's a hotel or at home, just try the experience. If you didn't get to do anything on Valentine's Day and you feel kind of gypped or you missed out, do it. Like we're still getting messages now of any ideas for Valentine's Day, any ideas for Valentine's Day. I mean, a lot of people bought our date box and they're having fun with that, but that's not all they're doing. Like we just dropped one off today and the guy was renting a hotel, the same thing. And he's going to do the date box painting in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And I thought, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Why not? Not mess out the house. You're completely by yourself. And
there's so many ways that you can spend time with your, you know, significant other that does not require a lot of planning, a lot of thinking. And you can make it. Like, you find out what your passions are, both of you. And, you know, if, like Roger was saying earlier about love languages, find what your love language is and do
that.
And
your spouse's love language.
Both of you guys, and do that.
Incorporate that in there. Because if you're doing something that's a service for somebody else and they're all about, I don't know, what's the other language? Touch or words of affirmation. Make sure there's some of those in there. Make sure there's words of affirmation in there. Make sure you tell them.
Ours was. Yours is touch and mine's words. And that's what it was. We were literally talking about ourselves, how much we appreciate each other, how much, and we were celebrating our wins and our losses.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that was our biggest thing.
We celebrated our wins and our losses throughout the pandemic. We have done so much that we're proud of. We have done so much that didn't turn out to our expectations. Which is fine. I mean, it is life.
Yeah,
you know.
They always say you're gonna fail at some things, but if you keep failing, you're gonna succeed. So if we failed, but if things didn't come out the way we wanted it, or we didn't, you know, like our date box, we didn't sell out of them. So if you guys still want them, we have some more left. We didn't sell out of them. So that, let's say if our plan was to sell out of every single one of them, then that was a fail. Mm-hmm. I'm celebrating that fail. If I didn't, you know, it was our own fault.
It's something
fault.
That we created that we didn't think we would.
A week before Valentine's Day. So, it was very optimistic of me to think that I'm going to sell out of 50 boxes on Valentine's Day. But like I said, we still have some available. And we're actually, like we mentioned at the beginning, we're going to do a giveaway for one of you guys. So if you didn't get a chance to have a great Valentine's, maybe this will help. So all you have to do.
It will definitely help.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to our Instagram or Facebook, Head Over Heels Show, and like our last post, date box post, and tag three friends. That's
as many as you want.
Well, if you tag three friends, that's one entry. If you tag six friends, that's two entries. If you tag nine friends, that's three entries. Do I continue to have to do math, or did we get the picture?
I think they got the picture.
Perfect.
But yes, and you know, and this is it. This is what you're going to do. You're going to find out what you and your significant other like, and you're going to do that. Just whatever that is. It could be freaking going to drive through to McDonald's and having a Big Mac meal or something.
Yeah, even if it's
in the car.
Yeah, have dinner in a car. That's a great idea.
Just sit there and put a goddamn candle on your dashboard and just sit there with your McDonald's in your lap, eat, look at the candle, look at each other, talk to each other. Fall in love with each other all over again.
Put the seats all the way back, or better yet, if you want, get in the back seats, put your front seats all the way up, and as if you're sitting down having dinner.
I'm not advocating eating junk food. I'm against it, but it is what it is. I'm just saying example of that. Do whatever you want, you do it.
It could be anywhere. You can go
to anything.
Have your favorite salad. Doesn't matter.
So ours was this. Ours, we were lucky enough to do this, and you know, I was going to do this at home. This was our date night. It was going to be at home on a Friday or Saturday night. But I looked at our weekend. Our weekend was going to be full of work, like I said at the beginning, and it was just not going to work for us.
And even though we tell the kids to leave us alone, we're just going to be doing this. You know, they still got to eat. They still got to do this. We still got
to
tell them, you know,
make
sure
you
take a shower, all that stuff. This way here, we were out of the house. We FaceTimed them. We talked to them. They were set. They were taken care of. They didn't need us.
Yeah, we were off the site. We were good.
Off the grid.
Right. So yes, what would you give it 1 to 10? What would you rate this day, baby?
I'd say about 15.
15? There you go.
Good. It was great.
See, you guys, it doesn't have to be elaborate, honestly. It's simple things. And as long as you enjoy each other, being with each other, that's all of what this is about.
It was legit 2 days ago that we started that, and I still got a smile from ear to ear. So
that's awesome.
I'm happy. Thank you so much. Good thinking. Good thinking on your part.
I got to do what I got to do, baby. You're my man.
I bought flowers. I bought chocolates and stuff like that. But I was planning on having the dinner inside, like you said. I was trying to think, what should we eat? I was going to try and get our favorite restaurant to deliver something, but we ended up doing that, and it was way better.
And it doesn't have to be a man doing it for a woman or a woman. Yeah. No, fuck that. Like Raj and I have been like this the whole time we've been together, 24 years together now. And we don't care who does what. Mm. I do care when he forgets my birthday, but yeah, whatever.
I didn't forget your birthday.
I know. But it doesn't matter who does what. As long as you do it together, that's it. Just do it together.
Have at it.
Yeah, envy each other. That's it.
And make sure your love tank is full somehow.
That's right. By listening to our podcast. Yeah. By the way, we really, really appreciate all your love and support. And if you haven't subscribed or rated us, please do so. This really helps us rank the show higher. And we, in turn, help other people, more people that have not heard of us before, to change their life.
Actually, I got good news. We got an email saying that we ranked top 50 in the relationship category in Canada. So top 50, baby. Let's get us.
There's a celebration right there. We're doing another one.
Let's get us to the top 10.
So thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. I know a lot of you have been listening to us from the beginning. We appreciate you. We know you. We appreciate you. And keep listening.
Yeah. And don't forget to enter the little giveaway.
Right.
Can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. Who's going to get it? If you're in town, we'll probably deliver it personally.
That's right. As always, we wish you what we have.
Have a good one, people.
If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star rating on whichever platform you're tuning in from.
It means the world to us to have your support on our show in this little mini way.
You can also stalk us on Instagram at Head Over Heels Show for more juicy stuff.
If you have any questions, send them via email at us@hohshow.com or DM us on socials.
Thank you for having us between your ears. And as always, we wish you what we have.